reward. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you again into this land. For I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken of to you. Genesis chapter 15, verse 28. Moses said to the people, "Don't be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall never see them again." Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. "I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and no one will make you afraid. I will remove evil animals out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. You shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall chase 10,000, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword." Leviticus chapter 26, verses 6 through 8. "Hear, Israel, you draw near today to battle against your enemies. Don't let your heart faint, don't be afraid, nor tremble, neither be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you, to fight for you against your enemies, to save you." Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 3 and 4. "The Lord will cause my enemies who rise up against me to be struck before me. They will come out against me one way, and will flee before me 7 ways." Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7. "I'll be strong and courageous. I won't be afraid or scared of them. For the Lord my God himself is who goes with me. He will not fail me nor forsake me." Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. "The eternal God is my dwelling place. Underneath are the everlasting arms. He thrusts out the enemy from before me and says, 'Destroy.'" Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. "Haven't you commanded me? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. You, Lord my God, are with me wherever I go." Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. "I'll not be afraid nor dismayed. I'll be strong and courageous, for the Lord will put his feet on the necks of all my enemies against whom I fight." Joshua chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer." 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 2. "The God of my rock, in him I will trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 3 and 4. "Don't be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16. "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all." 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11. "God will deliver me in 6 troubles. Yes, in 7 no evil shall touch me. In famine he will redeem me from death. In war, from the power of the sword. I shall be hidden from the scourge of the tongue. Neither shall I be afraid of destruction when it comes. At destruction and famine I shall laugh. Neither shall I be afraid of the animals of the earth." Job chapter 5, verses 19 through 22. "You shall be secure, because there is hope. Yes, you shall search, and shall take your rest in safety. Also you shall lie down, and no one shall make you afraid. Yes, many shall court your favor." Job chapter 11, verses 18 and 19. "In peace I will both lay myself down and sleep, for you, Lord, alone make me live in safety." Psalm chapter 4, verse 8. "Let all those who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them always shout for joy, because you defend them. Let them also who love your name be joyful in you." Psalm chapter 5, verse 11. "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." Psalm chapter 18, verse 2 and 3. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over." Psalm chapter 23, verses 4 and 5. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers came at me to eat up my flesh, even my adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to see the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock. Now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me. I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Psalm chapter 27, verses 1 through 6. In the shelter of your presence, you will hide me from the plotting of man. You will keep me secretly in a dwelling place away from the strife of tongues. Psalms chapter 31, verse 20. You are my hiding place. You will preserve me from trouble. You will surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. Psalm chapter 32, verse 7. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him, and delivers them. Psalm chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Psalm chapter 34, verse 19. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. Don't let the foot of pride come against me. Don't let the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the workers of iniquity are fallen. They are thrust down and shall not be able to rise. Psalm chapter 36, verses 10 through 12. Though I stumble, I shall not fall, for Yahweh holds me up with his hand. Psalm chapter 37, verse 24. The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. You are my strength in a time of trouble. The Lord helps me and rescues me. He rescues me from the wicked and saves me, because I have taken refuge in him. Psalm chapter 37, verse 39 through 40. I will wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt me to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, I shall see it. I shall see the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green tree in its native soil. But he passed away, and behold, he was not. Yes, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man and see the upright, for there is a future for the man of peace. As for transgressors, they shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is from Yahweh. He is our stronghold in time of trouble. Yahweh helps us and rescues us. He rescues us from the wicked and saves us, because we have taken refuge in him. Psalm chapter 37, verses 34 through 40. The Lord shall preserve me and keep me alive. I shall be blessed on the earth, and he will not surrender me to the will of my enemies. Psalm chapter 41, verse 2. God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, I won't be afraid. Though the earth changes, though the mountains are shaken into the heart of the seas, though the waters roar and are troubled, though the mountains tremble with their swelling. Psalm chapter 46, verses 1 through 3. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be moved. Psalm chapter 55, verse 22. God led out his own people like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. He led them safely so that they weren't afraid, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. Psalm chapter 78, verses 52 and 53. The Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in you. Psalm 84, verses 11 and 12. I, who dwell in the secret place of the Most High, rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers. Under his wings I will take refuge. His faithfulness is my shield and rampart. I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me. I will only look with my eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord my refuge, and the Most High my dwelling place, no evil shall happen to me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For he will put his angels in charge of me to guard me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, so that I won't dash my foot against a stone. I will tread on the lion and the cobra. I will trample the young lion and the serpent underfoot. The Lord says, because you have set your love on me, therefore I will deliver you. I will set you on high because you have known my name. You will call on me, and I will deliver you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. I will satisfy you with long life and show you my salvation. Psalm chapter 91, verses 1 through 16. You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the soul of his saints. He delivers us out of the hand of the wicked. Psalm chapter 97, verse 10. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Psalm chapter 118, verse 6. I will not be afraid of evil news. My heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Psalm chapter 112, verse 7. The Lord will keep me from all evil. He will keep my soul. The Lord will keep my going out and my coming in, from this time forward and forevermore. Psalm chapter 121, verses 7 and 8. Though I walk in the middle of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. Your right hand will save me. Psalm chapter 138, verse 7. Whoever listens to the Lord will dwell securely and will be set at ease without fear of harm. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. I trust in the Lord with all my heart and don't lean on my own understanding. In all my ways I acknowledge Him, and He shall direct my paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. When I lie down, I will not be afraid. Yes, I will lie down, and my sleep shall be sweet. I will not be afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord shall be my confidence, and shall keep my foot from being taken. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. Where no counsel is, the people will fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. And the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26. When my ways please you, Lord, you make even my enemies to be at peace with me. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into him and are safe. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. And the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 23. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 31. A prudent man sees danger and hides himself, but the simple pass on and suffer for it. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 3. A righteous man will fall seven times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. One who trusts in himself is a fool, but one who walks in wisdom is kept safe. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to them that put their trust in Him. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. He, the Lord of hosts, will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of His people shall He take away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. He, the Lord of hosts, will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of His people shall He take away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him, and will be glad and rejoice in His salvation. Isaiah chapter 25, verses 8 and 9. Haven't you known? Haven't you heard? The everlasting God, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, doesn't faint. He isn't weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. He increases the strength of him who has no might. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 and 29. I will not be afraid, for you are with me. I won't be dismayed, for you are my God. You will strengthen me. Yes, you will help me. Yes, you will uphold me with the right hand of your righteousness. All those who are incensed against me will be disappointed and confounded. Those who strive with me will be like nothing and shall perish. I will seek them and won't find them, even those who contend with me. Those who war against me will be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord, will uphold your right hand, saying to you, Don't be afraid, I will help you. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 through 13. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue fails for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 17. I will not be afraid, for you have redeemed me. You have called me by my name. You are mine. When I pass through the waters, you will be with me, and through the rivers, they will not overflow me. When I walk through the fire, I will not be burned, and the flame will not scorch me. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 and 2. Even to old age, I am the Lord, and even to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear. Yes, I will carry, and I will deliver. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4. All my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. In righteousness I shall be established. I shall be far from oppression, for I shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near me. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by the Lord. Whosoever shall gather against me shall fall for my sake. Isaiah chapter 54, verses 13 through 15. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against me in judgment, I shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousnesses of me, says the Lord. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. I will make you to this people a fenced bronze wall, and they shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you, says the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 20. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose trust the Lord is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, who spreads out his roots by the river, and shall not fear when heat comes. But its leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince who stands for the children of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as there never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one who shall be found written in the book. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Don't rejoice against me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Micah chapter 7, verse 8. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who take refuge in him. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, who have kept his ordinances. Seek righteousness, seek humility. It shall be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3. Turn to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. Jesus said, Whoever hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it didn't fall, for it was founded on the rock. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. You send me out as sheep among wolves, therefore I will be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. The Lord God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Luke chapter 1, verses 70 and 71. Jesus said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to deliver those who are bruised. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus said, Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Jesus said, No one takes my life away from me, but I lay it down by myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. I receive this commandment from my Father. John chapter 10, verse 18. Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give eternal life to them. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30. Jesus said, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I to you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus said, I have told you these things, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. I am with you, and no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many people in this city. Acts chapter 18, verse 10. The Lord said to Paul in a night vision, "Don't be afraid, but speak and don't be silent." Acts chapter 18, verse 9. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 37 to 39. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Rulers are not a terror to the good work, but to the evil. Do you desire to have no fear of the authority? Do that which is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is a servant of God to you for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid. For he doesn't bear the sword in vain. For he is a servant of God, an avenger of wrath to him who does evil. Romans chapter 13, verses 3 and 4. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. Thanks be to God who gives me the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. Watch, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Now thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and reveals through us the sweet aroma of his knowledge in every place. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. For though we walk in the flesh, we don't wage war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but mighty before God through the throwing down of strongholds, throwing down imaginations and every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I put on the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For I don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the world's rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, I put on the whole armor of God, that I may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. I take up the shield of faith with which I will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. I am confident of this thing, that he who begun a good work in me will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. God the Father has delivered me from the power of darkness and has translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Christ Jesus the Lord spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. I let the peace of God rule in my heart, to the which I am also called in one body, and I am thankful. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. The Lord is faithful, who will establish me and guard me from the evil one. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me for his heavenly kingdom, to whom be the glory forever and ever. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. Are the angels not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Since then the children God has given Jesus have shared in flesh and blood, he also himself in the same way partook of the same, that through death he might bring to nothing him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and might deliver all of them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the proof of things not seen. For by this the elders obtained testimony. By faith, we understand that the universe has been framed by the Word of God so that what is seen has not been made out of things which are visible. What more shall I say? For the time would fail me if I told of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked out righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, grew mighty in war, and caused foreign armies to flee. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, not accepting their deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3, and verses 32 through 35. I let my conversation be without covetousness,
and I am content with such things as I have.
For the Lord has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that I may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. The trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Now who is he who will harm you if you become imitators of that which is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. Don't fear what they fear, neither be troubled. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. The world is passing away with its lust, but he who does God's will remains forever. 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. You are of God, little children, and have overcome the spirit of Antichrist, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. We know that whoever is born of God doesn't sin, but he who is born of God keeps himself, and the evil one doesn't touch him. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18.